dignity befitting a queen. My friend responded to her husband with dignity befitting a queen. He was proud of her beauty. He was proud of her dignity and poise. He was honored that such a woman would treat him with such reverence. A man will resist with all his might those who come against him. Most women spend their whole married lives in conflict with their husbands, trying to change them. It is a battle of the wills that no woman has ever rightly won, for even if she gets his compliance, she loses his heart and he loses his self-respect. While we women tend to reduce everything to the issues of who is right and what is just, God authoritatively points us to the real issue. Whom did I place in charge? And whom did I create to be a helpmeet? When a woman resists or tries to change a man, she makes him more stubborn, and her own heart will be filled with bitterness. If a woman obeys God, a man does not have anything to come against, to resist, to dominate, to conquer, or to beat down. A woman's greatest power is in obeying God through obeying and honoring her husband. When she departs from God's order, she is setting herself up to create a life of turmoil, bitterness, and defeat for both of them. I have received many letters from women saying, "By the way you write, you would think all men are like your husband." No, and my husband wasn't always like he is now. He is now a work of art, and I don't mean his body. God has changed him over the years, and if some of you were married to him, even now you would be writing me letters asking for advice on how to find the grace to endure. I have come to like the bear in him, sometimes teddy bear, and sometimes real bear, but he is always my bear. I have seen women come through some rough times to arrive at a heavenly marriage. They did not start out with a righteous man, but God is a master at making heavenly marriages. I know one young woman who had a husband so violent, vile, and unrepentant that she asked the church to pray, "Lord, save him or kill him as soon as possible." In 2 weeks, he was dead. I don't recommend that kind of prayer meeting, for if God killed all the husbands who deserved to die, we ladies would be fighting over the few who remained. Furthermore, if God decided to be fair and took to killing all the ladies who deserved it, well, you can see we would be better off pleading for grace and mercy for our husbands.